How can you have more than this life? Life today is not the way God intended it to be. The earth should have been filled with people who respect the Creator's sovereignty, benefit from His guidance, and reflect His loving personality. They were to cooperate happily with one another as they raised families, discovered new things, and made all the earth a paradise. God promises to change life on earth to the way He intended it to be. He is bringing an end to wars throughout the earth. Psalm 46:9. The appointed time came to bring to ruin those ruining the earth. Revelation 11:18. No resident will say, "I am sick." Isaiah 33:24. The work of their hands my chosen ones will enjoy to the full. Isaiah 65:22. How will these prophecies be fulfilled? God has appointed His Son, Jesus, as King of a perfect government that will rule from heaven over the earth. The Bible calls it the Kingdom of God. The Bible says of Jesus, God will give Him the throne and He will rule as King. Luke 1:32 and 33. While on earth, Jesus performed many powerful works to show that as ruler, He will make human life much better than the life that we have now. Jesus demonstrated how He will benefit obedient mankind. He cured every sort of disease, demonstrating how He will eliminate infirmities from mankind. He calmed the sea, showing how He will protect people by controlling the forces of nature. He fed thousands, showing that He will provide people with life's necessities. He turned water into wine at a wedding, proving that He will help people to enjoy life. How can you have the sort of life that God is preparing for those who love Him? There is a road you need to take. The Bible describes it as the road leading off into life, and few are finding it. Matthew 7:14. Finding the road to a better life. What is the road to life? God says, "I, Jehovah, am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself, the one guiding you in the way you should walk." Isaiah 48:17. Walking on this road is the best way of life possible. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." John 14:6. It is by believing the truths that Jesus taught and by imitating the example that He set that we can draw close to God and benefit ourselves. How can you find the road to life? There are many religions, but Jesus warned, "Not everyone saying to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but only the one doing the will of my Father who is in the heavens will." Matthew 7:21. He also said, "By their fruits you will recognize them." Matthew 7:16. The Bible can help you identify true worship and distinguish it from false worship. How can you follow the road to life? It involves getting to know the source of life. Who is He? What is His name? What is He like? What is He doing? What does He want us to do? God wants humans to do more than merely work, eat, play, and raise a family. We can know our Creator and become His friend. We can show that we love Him by doing His will. Jesus said, "This means everlasting life. They're coming to know You, the only true God." John 17:3. Taking the first step on your journey. Learning to please the only true God may require making certain changes. That can seem challenging. But in reality, it is a delightful journey that, like any other, begins with taking the first step. To help you find answers to basic questions about God, Jehovah's Witnesses offer a free Bible study course at a time and place convenient to you. You can contact us by using our website at www.jw.org. End of article.